Back here on the High School Football Coaches at Preview Show, Jeff Blankman joined right now by Nathan Lindsay, is in his first year as the head coach down at the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. He was part of the staff a year ago. So, Coach, appreciate you joining us here today, and thanks for giving us some time here to preview the upcoming season.
Yeah, no problem, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You bet, Coach. Benefiting from being an assistant with this program a year ago, what did you feel like you learned a year ago as you take over the program as the head coach this season?
I think I learned a lot from both Chris and Justin. Obviously, Justin's back as an assistant. Both of them, just they've both been there a while in the program, so I knew my role, but also I kind of stood back and watched just how everything operated, like the little things, you know, how we stretch, how we, our transition periods in between individual drills to team segments, like just kind of just basically the fundamentals of football from the coaching aspect instead of more so as a player, because I kind of figured out that there's all that little stuff that as a player you don't necessarily see that goes on behind the scenes, and now that I was jumped in as a coach, now it was, you notice all those little wrinkles that you have to take time to plan out and plan the 2 to 3 minutes transition periods or the water break or to set stuff up and just kind of stuff like that. Just those little teeny tiny things that you may not think matter as a player, but then when you're on the other side as a coach, you understand that it matters a heck of a lot more.
What's the staff going to look like this year?
So the staff is, Justin is back. Justin Moore's back as an assistant, and then the assistant spot that was my spot is filled with Blake Quillen. He coached junior high last year, so he was around the program a lot, and then just decided to put his hat in the ring, and he got the job, and he's been great. They both Justin and Blake are both down in Lyman Land all day, getting our line all figured out. So he's been a great addition. We basically, all three of us have that same mindset of just we're here to get stuff done, but also we can have fun and get excited and, you know, have fun playing football.
Crusaders have kind of been that big physical team that loves to run the football for the last several years, maybe up to almost a decade now. Is that the style you want, or are you bringing in some different, you know, ideas to the team? What kind of style are we going to see from the Crusaders this season?
We are definitely going to still run the ball. I'm not saying we're not going to. We are just more so, it may not be the traditional stuff people have seen with the whole line it up, put a bunch of people in the box, and run the ball down your throat. I'm not saying we can't do that, but we also have a lot of skilled people that are pretty fast, I would say. So we're basically just going to get those guys in space. It's going to be a lot more of creating just one-on-one matchups instead of, you know, basing it on one side of our offensive line. We're just going to create a lot of those, get people in space, create matchups that we like, create mismatches that we like based off of who we have lined out at wide receiver, or if it means putting a running back out of the wide out position, then just to create a matchup that we can take advantage of, then we're going to do that. So I'm not saying we are going to still traditionally do what people have seen in the past with lining up and running it, because, I mean, I do think that your run game sets everything else up, but we're really going to take advantage of the athletes that we have in the school right now. We're not necessarily the biggest, like, line it up, you know, run it. We're still going to be physical. We just don't necessarily have the size, but, hey, we'll probably be able to get around you and get to the outside.
Now, you mentioned you got a quarterback back in Bryce Lewis, the running backs Caden Oswald and Ethan Bauer both coming off terrific seasons a year ago, with Oswald kind of leading that, and Gavin Heiderscheid gives you an option in that passing game. Who else offensively do you think will fit into some roles for you this season, especially up front?
So we actually moved Caden to quarterback this year.
Okay.
Create more havoc with the backfield with him and Ethan. And then, yeah, like you mentioned, Gavin out wide, which I'm always excited to get a big, tall kid like that out wide. Another two out guys outside would be Max Sherburn and Bennett Heiderscheid. I think those two can do some good stuff for us on the outside. Up front, we bring back Jackson Wright, our center, he's going to be kind of our rock in that middle. Just he's got two jobs, basically snap the ball and block whoever's in front of him. Nolan Miller on the line. Griffin Moore, newcomer, new freshman, going to be up on the line for us. Eli McAllister, Blake Hayden, those guys are going to pretty much round out our line. We're pretty kind of slim in the line department, but the guys we've got have been putting in a lot of good work. Andrew McAllister would be another skill guy that hopefully can, once these new freshmen figure out how high school football is, I think they're going to fit right in with the old guys that we got. And I think it's going to be a pretty good gel. It's already, we have glimpses of it right now in practice and then last week in camp. So I think the more and more we get those guys reps and mixed in with the older guys and know what they're doing, I think it's going to turn out pretty good on the offensive side of the ball.
What do you want to see from the defense this year, and what's the style that we'll see?
Defensively, we're going to basically play fast and physical. Offensively, we simplified everything down, and we did the exact same thing on the defense side of the ball. Coach Justin made everything really simple. You basically have run one read, and then you go. Certain people are run first. Certain people are pass first. It's just kind of that thing where everyone's kind of looking at one thing, and then once that one read does, you know, whatever pass or run, then you're going, and we're just going to all fly to the ball and just work and make sure we're all tackling, gain tackling, getting there. Because we did a lot of just solo tackling last year, which then created bad habits and bad things on the defensive side of the ball. Couldn't get stops when we needed to. And so we're just emphasizing flying around, having fun, hooping and hollering, celebrating like TFLs anytime we get a stop, stuff like that.
Coach, strengths coming into the year, where do you feel really good from what you've seen so far? I know you've only had a few days of practice, but what you've seen so far here this fall?
I've seen the one big thing I've noticed so far is the kids feel like their voices matter, where we do a lot of talking through stuff. I know we've been putting in a lot of new stuff on both sides of the ball, so whenever they need a second to work through stuff and process it, they aren't afraid to ask, and then also if they don't like something, hey, what if we tried this, or what if I drop here instead of dropping here, or what if I took these steps instead of this step, like stuff like that. They feel like their voices matter, and that, which then it leads into them being more so like they're locked in, they're involved with everything that we're doing, implementing. There's not a whole lot of question asking. It's more so just working through stuff. Like, we have to run everything twice, whether that be we're on offense or defense. Like if our offense runs a play and we have questions, all right, we'll line up and run it again. Defensively, if we mess up, hey, scout team, can you run that again so we can go through it? Just kind of stuff like that. I feel like we have really good leaders on the team right now. There isn't necessarily specific people every day. It's more so a different group every day, or a different couple of kids every day. Like, it's not the same group of kids asking or holding each other accountable. It's pretty even about who's holding each other accountable, which I love to see.
Coach, you and I talked before the interview, and you said you love the new District 9. It's our Weave, Audubon, Cam, you guys, Exire, Oakland, Kimbledon, Glidden, Ralston, Griswold, your two non-district games, Woodbine and Siouxland Christian. I know Woodbine is expecting to be very, very good. I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about Siouxland Christian at this point, but overall, schedule-wise, what do you think of your schedule and how it breaks down? And then talk a little bit about the district and who you feel like the favorites and where we could see the Crusaders fitting into that mix this year.
Yeah, I think our schedule is pretty good. We get a good game week one, and then with Siouxland Christian, and then week two we get a really good test with Cam right out of the gate to see what kind of team we are. It's also good to have two home games right out of the gate, but then also we go two games on the road in week three and week four. I think our schedule lays out to, I mean, I think we can make some noise. That's kind of been the message I've been preaching to the kids is, hey, I think we can do some damage in the district this year. Not even worrying about our non-district games, just the district games we have and the teams we have. And I think we can hang with the top teams. Cause I think if you were to ask the coaches last year and then also just everyone around, I don't think we necessarily were a 1-17 last year. So with as much as we brought back, I think we, if we get everyone bought in, and when we get everyone bought in, I think we can hang with the top teams. I think Coach Sean Burke's Audubon's always been a powerhouse here recently. You always got to account for them to be at the top. Just looking at simply who's coming back on paper, I think our Weave is going to be a solid team. Cam's going to be a solid team. Cam's been up there with Audubon, just two kind of solid teams. I think we can fit right in there with the mix with those top three or four teams. I think we can finish top three. I don't see how it's not out of the picture. That's kind of been the message we've been preaching to the kids. It's like, hey, we have a good group here, and I think we can do something special. I mean, everyone wants to win a district title and host a playoff game and all that stuff, but you got to believe it. And so I think it really can happen here at Coon Rapids this year. But I would love a top three finish. I think it's right there.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Looking forward to working with you throughout this season. Excited about the ball club that you're going to be putting out on the field this year. So thanks very much for joining us to preview the upcoming season. And again, looking forward to working with you this season.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Nathan Lindsay again from the Coon Rapids Baird Crusaders. We'll step away, take a quick timeout. We'll be back. We'll stay in 8-man district at 9. Mason Nealon coming up with the next interview next here on Carroll Broadcasting and the CB Sports Network.